This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I would like to discuss the episode of Shimshon bringing down the house. Expression used by Shimshon, he brought down the house on the Plishtim. This is in Perik Tezayim. We all know that they poked his eyes out and they brought him into the Beis Avodah Zarah of Dagon to ridicule and have fun on his expense. This is a pasuk chaf hey, kiru l'shimshon v'yisachik lanu. Kitzel, Shimshon says, give me to grab onto the pillars. The people were having fun at his expense. Haroyim b'schoik Shimshon, the pasuk says. Pasuk chaf ches. Vayikra perik tezayin pasuk chaf ches. Vayikra Shimshon l'Hashem v'yoymer. Hashem elikim. Zecheini no v'chaskeini no. Ach hapam hazeo elikim. Nokmo nikam achas. Mishte einai miplishtu. So he asked the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Zechreinina, remember me. We're soon going to learn, obviously it's a lashon of a schus, he's been ma'ir a certain schus, Zechreinina. And Rashi's going to bring from Chazal, what schus was he being ma'ir over here? The Chaskeinina, give him back his strength. Achapam, because he lost it. V'inokma, and I want to take Nekama. Nekama? Ooh. Comes the chashver of what? The magnamin nekama. Since when is there a nusach by a yid nemin nekama? The inokma nekam achas meinai. Not both my eyes. He lost two, but he wants to take nekama from one of the two. Chazal tell us. Rashi's going to bring it. He wanted to take nekama for one, meaning the schuzel and baishtein of them. And the other schus of the other eyes was Zayin Oilam Abba. One eye, I want to take the cover. The other eye, Yichvilav Eilam Abba. And Avadim Iveistach, that the Rebbeinu Shleilam, the way the end of the story is, that the Rebbeinu Shleilam gave back his keyach. And this was Thomas Nafshi and Plisht Shimshon Avek. In this case, Thomas, he dies with the Plishtim. What's chus? Zakt Rashi. There's chus zecheinino zecheil chavshano sheshafatiti es Yisrael. That's a big chus. But that's not what Rashi finishes with. V'lo yomarti le'echod mehem haver li makal zem makam l'makam. I never told him, do me a favor, bring me the stick from here to there. Kem lish matriach geven yadim. Son, not the schus that he was shayfid Klal Yisrael for 20 years. No, the schus is that when he was shayfid Klal Yisrael 20 years, it came was gezakt. Nem da, my makkel bring it to me. Da, bring it to me here, which is actually a gemara insight to Daf Yud. Rashi's quoting a gemara, and this is the schus that he wants. So on baishteins on keren kinem and the kama kegent the plisht. It's interesting, there's an Ein Yankif in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Hei that says that what makel, what's he referring to exactly? For two reasons. One is it's a sign of shrara, or maybe shayfit. Shayfit needs a makel. Lil deis bayesa'am. What makel are we referring to? You know what makel referring to? There's a Gemara. Shimshon was chiga b'shtei raglav. Shimshon was a he couldn't walk. Paraplegic, as I hear from those in English. A paraplegic, I think he can't gain. Yeah. So he needed a walking stick. He needed a crutches. Habel kevush gebet nem meine crutches from dop his crutches to dot. Nah, I never asked anybody. the greater Meilada. And I think what Chazal are trying to say, according to the saying Yankiv, that the Pshat is, even this I didn't ask. Even this, I mean, the Chachayla. It would be so bad if I went and I asked a mitzvah from Bikachayla, and then my shtekin for dark is dark. When I felt pikin, I didn't ask. And I felt pikin, it wasn't matriach. Came in Klal Yisrael Nisht. Delschus. How is it connected to the story? Good. It's a shein and nice. It's belanked in a sefer from Sipuri Tzadikim. But what's hot this? That this is the schus was a better, but a schus da. In this, in the comment was a nem, kegen plishtim, zachreinin of, Tom na Scheich is epis. Was er gewinn a feine Mensch, alright? I imagine he must be a feine Mensch, nicht nur zu lieb das. Gewinn a Mashiach Hashem, we spoke last week, that he was supposed to be Mashiach. It's Chazal. So if he was supposed to be Chazal, Mashiach, I think there was more that we could say over than just, he never made them take the mark and uno bizu zavatus kitan volt gemen as a bosses were schlecht mit cover that table. Yes, I see you're dying to say something and I'm trying to not answer, but I guess I'll give it because you're mukhash of the me. We mentioned that a moment ago, but I don't think that's what it means here. Amol da sheni yid alein is da golden ishtekin. Nisht alashah sheni yid da from one of the golden ishtekins. Please don't tell that over to the Rebbes. No, I didn't mean anything against them. Al kopanim, you hear Rabbi say, was it del taich? Was it del taich? That chakasha? Yeah? Und wollte she gebeten? And then if you would already ask, is it so terrible? So good, says Amamish, I'm meiritik, ois gabit in the middle. How did it come into this? This is the only schus you could think of. That this should be the schus. Zachreinina. V'chaskeni noach hapam. Basically, mitachzach ha-shein avot. It's a beautiful day. L'maisa, there's a famous kasha, Alan Mefosh of Chegi. He committed suicide, Shimshon. He brought the house down and he killed Thomas, Nafshi, and Plishtin. What was the heter? That he was allowed to go put himself in Misa together with the Plishtim. Famous Kash, Alam, Shoinim, Achoinim, Satumul. If I had to go through the whole Sugi with you, Rabbi Yisai, we wouldn't finish on time. A few of the Terutzim, the basic Terutzim, yes, I'm Boshna Kash. Now I can go into the Sugi Achveis, what is the Isser of killing yourself? Well, Isser is this, that's a big Shaila, Kubi's Lichten Leisirzach. And the Mela is blight in the Gimel Averis Chamuris. It's probably an awful a little bit. They're going to have tightness afterwards. They're going to think I'm off. I'm not off. It's the camera that's off. Yeah. So the Shainas, what's the Shain the Risa of a person to commit suicide? It's a big sugi. Again, it's past far. Ashir Alocha, but this is not the context today. We're supposed to learn Shimshon. But let us just say, Pashas, it has to do with the Gimel Averis Chamuris. When Ibis Hatzatam at Leisirzach in the Gimel Averis Chamuris, what Makim Heter was there for him to commit suicide in this instance? Pashna Teretz is, it's a Rasha. I didn't say this. The Meisha Feinstein in the Tshuva Zatazay. And Frank Del Kasha, and he asked by Shoal, also we find that Shoal told the person that was taking care of him, he should kill him at the end because he was getting caught by the goyim. Kill me, zakamesh tzayrasha unkaniras gven gerech. We don't see anywhere that he was wrong for saying it. So tzayrasha, this is an igusmesha chelik beis of chesh mishpit siminayin gil siv gimel hayrasha. Ander vilin zagin satzitam lemulchama chayrin every mulchama. Golem Muhammad, Yamater Atzbechalamisa. A person is giving himself over to die. Now, there's no sakonis nefashis. That's the way the Mechas Chinuch speaks about it. This maybe is a little different. This is mamash like a suicide mission. I don't know, in Muhammad there are suicide missions. You go and you don't have to think about pikuach nefesh. Oh, but this in tamus nafshi, which means I know I'm killing myself. Well, it's not so posh halacha if in Muhammad, you know, goyim have suicide missions. Yidden are allowed, it's not so posh. You're right. And even though the lashon of the Rambam, and again, you know what it is, I'm not trying not to say all this, but it keeps on the, it's on the tip of my tongue to tell you all that the Rambam says, that when you go, you have to give yourself over to Misa, it's mashma, you are giving yourself to die, it's not even in Sufik, it means even on the Vada you have to go. But who says Shimshon was a Muhammad? There's a Muhammad over here. We spoke about this many times. Was Shimshon a Maisa Muhammad? Well, Shimshon was a lone gunman trying to protect Klal Yisrael, not a Maisa Muhammad, and all the dinim of Muhammad and the Teirim of Sufik, Pikuach Nefesh, maybe don't apply. It's a big raid, Rabbi Yisrael. Yeah. Is it a Muhammad? And if it's a Muhammad, can a Klarin of Shaddad Din that you're allowed to go, even if it means Thomas Nafshi? Yeah, Muhammad, Ish Muhammad. It's another Teretz, okay? There's a third Teretz, which the Chazon Ish writes in Per Adoel, very interesting Teretz. Shimshon was a Chil Hashem. The way they were taking Shimshon, the way they were playing around with Shimshon, there was Chil Hashem. B'makim Chil Hashem, there's no din of Gimel Averis Chamuris. Which means, even though you're not allowed to be over any of the Gimel Averis Chamuris, which Leisirtzach is one of them, but you're allowed to be over Leisirtzach, the makim is going to be a chil Hashem. It's a chazanish, a paradar, a famous chazanish. Hazei fashteter the sugya from Shaul, hazei fashteter the sugya from Shimshon. Yes, he said this the gezachin habeis. Like I said, it's not for a few minutes here, but we can touch on it and we'll move on. Rak lepanim. Either the pshat is there is no pshat. It's a rasha. That's the chameshes tevels. The pshat is a nitakim pshat. Rasha meant this. Hazeh Davish the Gewalt. Or the Pshat is Muhammad. Okay, once it's Muhammad, it has a lot of dinim. You can go through all the sugyas of Muhammad. Thomas Nafshi has a place in Muhammad. Suicide missions have a place in Muhammad. Check. Or the Taiches, like the Chazanish says, Leisirtzach. Even on you, Leisirtzach. Ablamaisa Shailav Chil Hashem. When it's a Shailav Chil Hashem takes precedence over the Gimel Averis Chamurus. Now, what Chil Hashem is he referring to? Chazish doesn't write Klah. It's not Klah, the what Chil Hashem. Which part of the Maisa Shimshon over here was the Chil Hashem? So many want to say, not in the Chazish, but Stamazaya you say, because there's a Yamshul Shloim in Baba Kama, Simen Nun Tes. He says that if you're afraid that the guy is going to take you and be Mavriu al Adas, he's going to make you do Shrek Lechaveris, you're allowed to kill yourself. In a matzah where a guy is going to capture you, you see that you're being captured, and you know that he's going to force you to do zachin, which are against the Torah, you know, one is allowed to kill himself. Mavra ladas. Now, of course, I don't mean simple aveiros. Mistamis mean kreik the grace aveiros. Now we know Shimshon; they forced him to do big aveiros. State the klan chazal and gemara saita that when he was being taichen. He kept him in the Beis Asurim. He was being teichen wheat. It's interesting, lashon. Teichen wheat. He was grinding the mill. So Chazal say it's actually a muscle to something else. All the goyim, the plishtim, brought their wives. That Shimshon should be with them. And the stam of the reason is they wanted Sheina Kinder, Shimshon Agibos they wanted. So this is Mavril Adas. This is a Psagil Arayis. And who knows what the next thing they would ask of him. Don't forget they brought him into a Beis Avodah Zarah. Who knows what the next Mavir al Adas was going to be. Mamela yet a heter to go and kill himself. And had to take himself out of the picture. This is one Teretz was brought in the Achreinim Shein, based on the Yamshul Shloima, which could be is what the Chil Hashem is referring to. The Chil Hashem means Hashimshon's Lopton, the Alaveiris. And they're going to go down in history that he did this and this. Who knows what they're going to make him do next? Of them, Chil Hashem, Shimshon says, it's Nishkadai. Thomas Nafshi. Mustard. He has to. When is the mutter? Because the Chil Hashem takes precedence, overrides the Gimel Aveiris Chamutz. There's another Yamshel Shleima that they say. A little further past the first Yamshel Shleima, a few lines further, there has another Mahalach by Shaul. He says Shaul was the Melech. The fact that the Melech is being caught and the Melech is being killed, Berabim Azoy, Fahesia, that itself is a Chil Hashem. Forget, Malachim are always called Mashiach Hashem. They're considered, they represent the Malchus, the Rebbeinu Shleima. So up till Yam Shel Shleima, Das Alein, was the Melech is being caught, and the Melech is being killed, and the Melech is being made to be ridiculed. When they kill him, that's going to be a Chil Hashem. When the Mela Shaul held that he had to let himself be killed, he had to commit suicide. Kapilu. And the villain Zagnat doesn't tell Chil Hashem. Mitchkenu Mishim Shem Lasachik Bay. And the idea of Lasachik is they brought him into the base of the Zag. No, Ayeyel Akechem. No, that's the Spilda. They took him and they made a Chazik of him. Here. Sarni Plishtim. Nasu was boy, Yaksav a god Lahaga, Ladagan Alayhem, Lusimcha, Vayaimru, Nasal Lainim Yodainu, Shimshin Evainu. Says the Gadar Achil Hashem, the actual party, the actual tzchayk, the ridicule. Atadas Alain is Achil Hashem. Azavid al Yamsha Shlema by Shaul, Megma Zachagan, and you're allowed to commit suicide. You shouldn't make this Achil Hashem. Now the truth is, it was happening already. By Shaul, the pshat was he didn't want to fall into their hands and die. I mean, but here it's happening already. He said, it's in the middle, I guess, maybe to stop it dead in its tracks. I mean, the party existed already. The bizayin and tzchayik is shengda. It continues. Even though it's only continuing, it's also enough to stop it and to bring down the house and kill all the plishtim and to kill themselves as well. So this Rabbeisai is an overview, basically, of the terutzim, of what was the heter of Shimshin, to go and say, Thomas Nafshi im Plishti. If I may, Rabbeisai, suggest Nachan Nekuda. A lot of the Nekuda, now you raise the arm by Yahalus Aleihem, what happens to Klal Yisrael now? What position is in Klal Yisrael now when Shimshin is nidah? How about the fact that Klal Yisrael, they're celebrating Mizak the Chubin of Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shleilim took the one that was Machri of our house, that's Eveinu, is Machri of Arzeinu. Is the Chil Hashem now was Klal Yisrael? Is it a matziv of Bizayin? I'll tell you where I got this from. It sounds a shtickle dushtick, but it's not. I'll show you where I got this from. The Gemara says that he wanted to take Nekama Me'enai. As they state, Lamaisa, what Nekama Me'enai? Do you know why his eyes were poked out? His eyes were poked out because he did a chet with his Einayim. So Vasa Shayat Zagin Nekama Me'enai. What Nekama do you want to take Me'enai? Which just leads me back to the original Shaila of the word Nekama. Remember I asked Yakasha? What's that? The Nusach Nekama. And as the Rebbeinu Shalom strafed him it's a Nemtel Nekama in the Einish, unless you say, it's zwei Sachen. Was kommt dir, kommt dir. Was der Geid das getan, es kommt dir, like by Pari. Pari came with the same Taina, right? What are you punishing me? The Rebbeinu Shalom wanted Goy Yezer Acha Beretz Leilahem. He says, so I did the Rebbeinu Shalom's Arbet Goy. The Teretz is, you're right, Aber auf PK, was der Beinisch und tut mit Klausel sein, Herr, mir aber du bist der Schliach. Kommt dir an eine Schippe. Ich habe das doch der Deutsch, right? Many me forsch im say that by Paris ist mir ein bisschen anderes, because he was meister. Okay, the reason why he got an Einish hat das getan mit dem ganzen Knack. Who told you to go and do it with Hazar? Goy es arach der Zleilem. Shim kai mit Kipshutai. This that you were moisiv so much tzar and tzar as a klal Yisrael. So how about the Inokma Me'inai? He poked his eye. I mean, das hat gewinnt sein Einish. But basically, it's not my kasha. Every Mefeirish fragt that kasha on the Gemara site. All the Achainim, everybody asks this kasha. The kasha. How could he come and say, Inokma Me'inai, the comment from my Negin, it was an Einish that was given to him. What's Shaykh Inokma Me'inai? So I found it interesting, this is a Yerushalmi as well. Not only it's a Gemara site, though. So Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi on the size is a Pirish Yifei Mara. And he says, Inokma Me'inai, my eyes, they took for Klal Yisrael Nekama. What was my eyes? It's my Negin. It's my Negin. My Negin, the Pshat is, was Klal Yisrael's Egin. Why are they poking out my eyes? They're not coming with that. They're doing it to get Klal Yisrael. They think that by poking out my eyes, I destroy. See, if I'm on the Mamash on the side of Yerushalmi. So, Meili, not come on me, Eina, is not me. Not me, Eina, Klal Yisrael, the Lechnem in the Kamba. Mine egg is an Anish, mine egg. Not me. Eina is Medi Egan. They went to protect the Klal Yisrael. They went and they poked it out because they want to get back at Klal Yisrael. So Meili Nakma Me'enai versus Pshat is Fat Klal Yisrael V'luchnam in the Kama. Answers the Kasha a little bit. No, the Kama, Efreg the Chakasha. The Kama, Nem the Kama, Fazich, Fazayna Oigen, Nem the Kama. Teretz doesn't mean Nekama that they took out my eyes. For Klal Yisrael Nemach the Nekama. Oh. Yetzherech HaPshatra, they say. We ask the Meyedik Akasha. First of all, Nekama, good, so it's for Klal Yisrael. What's the Taich? I never took from them a Makal. Zecheni no Delschus. Was will it? The pshat is gog, geschmack. Yeah, that it's geschmack. A mensch kommt und sagt, ich mein Klal Yisrael. Yeah. I was a shayfet of Klal Yisrael, so all I was completely mustered to Klal Yisrael. Das ist gewann meine Eugen, yeah? So he's saying, zachreini gedenk, ich hab kein Sach nicht genommen von sich. That's the shayfet. You know who said this first? Who was the first person to say this? Meish Rabbeinu, like Hamarecha, and then the Lakachti, like, Kain Zach Nishke Betten, like, even I'm Semanik. It's exactly what he's trying to say, Zachreinina. Eh? You masking? Zachreinina. Sag ich schmeck, ich schatte gemörre, aber ich halte sie ein bisschen. Sie ist wie Zucker, ja, da wird er weh, say. Zachreinina. You think, remember, the Pshat is remember that I, there was no Zich, there was no me here. Meine Eugen, their verse is my name is Klal Yisrael. Everything I did and everything I... And the Raya is a feeling where I needed a cane. I can't even get better from something. So, Chaynina, Chaskeynina, Minakma Mein, now give me the kayak to take the kamavas with Gnum and Klal Yisrael's Eugen. That's the pshat. I was a real shayfet, Shafatis Yisrael, Eskim Shana, and there was no zich. With this Rabbeis, I want to say a Meir Dikavot. Tamus Nafshi Im Plishtim. Nafshi? Aleph Regen Del Kasha. David Pardo, the Marami Pano. Nafshi? His Nefesh is not going to die. His Guf is going to die. It should say Tamus Ani or Tamus Gufi Im Plishtim. What's his Tamus Nafshi? It's a effect of that Kasha.
Guf is also called.
Huh?
Many times the goof is called nefesh.
Okay? So the Marami Panel feels differently. Marami Panel feels that L'chayr should have said Gufi, should have said Nafshi. So he wants to say Efsha. Bald, he maybe he's not going to Eilam Abba. Etketach Egechim to Eilam Abba Echnisht. He married a Gaita. Who knows what his so even that is Thomas Nafshi. I'm ready to not go to Eilam Abba Echid. Thomas Nafshi. Paket, he curses a nefesh. He said, I'm ready to even, I'm not going to Eilam Abba. Mil Tachzach Ezab Tameirid Dikazachta. One of the cheshbeinis that a person has that he could give up his life, it's brought down an older Rishayim, and this is a Teretz the original Kasha, if it's done with Sarah Klal Yisrael. If it's a child of Atzalos Klal Yisrael, Esther, she didn't have the cheshbein of the Gimel Averis. Why? Because it was for Klal Yisrael. Do you remember Esther's Lashon in the Megillah? Nafshi Shemosik. Esther. Remember who Esther is? B'she'elosi. Ami b'vakashasosi. So again, the Lashon is Nafshi. I'm ready to give up everything for Klal Yisrael. Nafshi b'she'elosi. I could ask for Nafshi, but I'm ready to give it up. There's a word from Zayden Zecheinu Levracha. What's the chil between she'el and bakasha? Nafshi b'she'elosi v'ami b'vakashasi. He says a word. She'elosi, I ask, you tell me no is no. Bakasha, intvachenu, kakesa, I keep on asking till I get it. Bikush means I don't give up till I get it. Nafshi, fazich, she'elosi, I'll try, if nish, I'm ready to give it all up. Even nafshi. She went up Kiddush Hashem, she went. Ami, bakashasi, Klal Yisrael. There's no stop. When it's for Klal Yisrael, there's a heter for someone to say, it's a tzayrich rabbin, a tzayrich a Klal Yisrael. I'm ready to be maisa nefesh. That's another taich that they say in the Chazanish. That the Chazanish meant, it's not that the aveir of Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem means, and they bring a pasuk, that if Klal Yisrael gets destroyed, that if Klal Yisrael gets destroyed, that's called Chil Hashem Shemayim. That's a Chil Hashem. That's the Chil Hashem over here. Nafshi. That's, he says, Talmud Nafshi, I'm ready to give up everything. Zayda once told me over, rushing a little bit, we'll end in a minute or two. Zayda once told me over, I don't remember, I was a child at the time, that there was a certain Rebbe that everyone was Meshabech, his Avos Yisrael. He once said, that he's ready, he doesn't think he's going to Eilam Abba. He believes he's not going. Could you imagine a person gets up and says, I don't think I'm going to Eilam Abba. Eilam is looking. Well, he says, I plan that Lachar, I may have Esrim, I'm going to come to the Kisei HaKavod and I'll say, Rabbeinu Shem, I'm not moving. So he brings his shoes and comes to Klal Yisrael. I'm not going anyway. I'm going to stay right here. I don't plan on going to Eilam Abba. As the Eibishter of the Ice Mekin, this is what Shimshon is saying. Nafshi, I'm ready to not go Eilam Abba also. I'm great of them. Thomas Nafshi and Plishtim for the Chil of Kvayt Shemayim and the Chil of Kvayt Klal Yisrael. That's Nafshi, Thomas Nafshi. Okay, you mean goofy. Like how did the Ger tell the Goyim? Would they kill me? Since I kids are breaking a castle. What's the big deal? Thomas Nafshi does it the grace of Shimshon. Nafshi, I'm ready to lose everything. Everything. Nafshi, even loss of love. My Eilam Hazeh and my Eilam Haba. Everything I'm ready to give up. Kiddush Shem Shemayim and Kavod of Klal Yisrael. That's Thomas Nafshi. That's the heter. Someone who lives like that, that has a heter, he gives himself up selflessly for Klal Yisrael. I'm going to end with a little bit of a controversial topic. I'm going to give you my look at it. Yemacha, nishmacha, yeg, this God will die. Listen, the Gedolei Yisrael are bigger than I'll ever be. I don't even, they have their cheshbeinis, and But it doesn't end with the discussion of what they told us to do. You see, what happens is we get involved with the yeah going and the nish going, and the yeah going and the nish going. If I say, just because we live in America, if there's a gzardin in Eretz Yisrael, it's Klal Yisrael. A person has to feel that he's ready to give everything up for Klal Yisrael, you see. What does that mean? I'm not talking about going or not going. I'm talking about it should play in Yiddish, it has to affect you in some way. Either means you feel you want to daven better or learn better for it. But it has to be Thomas Nafshi. Your nefesh should be ready to. It should be that it concerns you that you're ready to jump. I don't know what the jumping is. Whatever the Gedolim tell you to jump, that's what the jumping is. But it's about jumping. It's not about sitting back and then thinking and going away, and it's not negated to me. Talmus Nafshi in Plishtim means Ayid reacts. I give up everything for Klal Yisrael. I give up everything Kvayt Shemayim. That's Talmus Nafshi. It's deep. Nafshi b'shei lasi. There's no zich. Now the question is what you should do. Discuss each one with his paisik, with his Baal Hira, or each one Mukeshma Nefesh on his own. But there is a part of us that feels we're not going to the army. How does it affect me, really? You know, it doesn't really. Yeah, we'll talk about it. This God said this, and this God is my Rav, and he's not my Rav, he is my paisik. You know, the Sultan has a very nice way of taking the ball off the issue. Yeah, the good disaster, but the Sultan knows how to get us to refocus on what the. It's really not negeya. What's negeya is ipsidab, a matzav in klal Yisrael, and it's tamas nafshi. That you have to think varf zecharayim in them. You ready? I don't know what the mesiras nefesh is. Whatever the mesiras nefesh is, wherever you feel you can do mesiras nefesh, you got to do that mesiras nefesh. If it needs more davening or more learning or more, whatever it is, mesiras nefesh is mepuya.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.